I want to talk right now about a couple of very innovative companies that have come into the marketplace. One is called Debitize. And Debitize allows you to solve a problem of spending money that you don't have. If you think about why people start using a piece of trash, fake Visa or fake MasterCard, a debit card, and they are garbage, often people will use one because they've had trouble handling the freedom of having credit in the past. But as you may have heard from me, if you've heard me speak about this, debit cards, because of the filthy power of the banks in Washington to get their way, debit cards don't have the protections under the law that you have with a credit card. Credit cards came of age in a different era when Washington was not so dirty and politicians could not be so easily bought off by the dirty money crowd. Debit cards, though, came to life when the banks were all powerful, as they continue to be. And so your congressman, your two senators, sold you down the river and left you without adequate legal protection if you use a debit card. So credit cards have a lot of protection. Debit cards leave you hanging. But the problem is, for many people, if you use a credit card, it gives you permission to spend money that you can't afford to spend. So that has led to two startups, one called Debix and the other called Debitize, that what they do is they essentially treat every charge you do on a credit card as if it was done as a debit card transaction. Now, hang with me for a minute. Let me tell you how they do that. So if you use a piece of trash, fake Visa or fake MasterCard, right after you use it, the money vanishes from your checking account. And then you see your balance go down, and it provides a discipline to you with what happens with your spending. At least that's the theory. With Debitize and Debix, what happens is that when you make a charge, they then take that amount of money and put it in an FDIC-insured account that is then used to pay your balance in full when the bill cycle comes. So as far as you're concerned, the money instantly disappears from your checking account, giving you the same kind of discipline you have with a debit card, but gives you all the protections you'd have with a credit card, chargeback rights, and not having to worry about if somebody compromises your number, that money has left your hands. Because remember, the money is in the segregated FDIC-insured account that these two services have set up. And then once a month, pay your balance in full, meaning that you have the same discipline at work, but with the protections that come with a credit card. I want you to think about this. When you use a piece of trash, fake Visa or fake MasterCard, to buy something online, and that merchandise doesn't come or doesn't come as represented, you have zero rights under the law to reclaim your money. On the other hand, if you use a credit card to buy something online and it doesn't show up, well, you have protection. Now, this just happened. You may have heard about the problem with the resort in the Caribbean that just closed. And the people who paid by debit card and lost all their money, and the people who paid by credit card are getting their money back from their credit card company. Another example that when you're paying for anything in advance, you want to pay by credit card because under many circumstances, you have the right to dispute and get your money back. With a debit card, no such thing exists under the law. So again, if it's all about disciplining yourself, this gives you the opportunity to have that discipline and have the protections and rights that come with a credit card as well. And if you're riding around, you can't remember the name of these two companies, we'll have them in our show notes at clark.com. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.